because he's worthy of all of our praises. We bring grace, mercy, and peace to you this morning from God our Father, his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who gathers us together in faith. So today's message seeks to teach us that the battle we face in this physical realm are often connected to a spiritual conflict we cannot see. And therefore, our victory doesn't depend on our own strength, but on the obedience of God, who loves us, who equips us, and commands us to stand in times like these. So in other words, there is more going on than the eye can see. There are more activities going on right now than our natural eyes can see. The natural eye is limited to the physical realm. It can only see or contain the things, perceive the things that are happening in the natural or physical realm. It cannot see beyond that. And so we are limited in seeing all that is happening. Imagine walking into a battlefield at night where everything looks peaceful. And you're walking through this field. The grass is green. The sky is lit. The crickets are singing. And there are no explosions happening, no gunfire, no soldiers in sight. You might conclude that no war is going on because of the peace that you are in. But what if you had night vision on, those goggles that will show you the what's happening in the night, that allows you to see what your natural eyes could not see? And suddenly you discover soldiers positioned behind trees, you see weapons aimed at your direction, and you see strategic movements taking place. You discover that the battlefield was never empty. You simply couldn't see what was happening. That's the picture Paul gives us in Ephesians 6 today when he talks about this spiritual warfare that we are not aware of. Paul is saying to the church, don't mistake the absence of visible conflict for the absence of spiritual conflict. That is, just because we are living and seem peaceful right now, let it not be placed in your thought that a war is not happening in the spiritual realm. Just because we are calm right now doesn't tell us that there is no activity going on in the spiritual realm. There is more happening around us than our physical eyes can see, in other words. So we wake up in the morning, you go to work, you take care of your families, you pay your bills, come to church, interact with one another, with people, you stroll through social media, and yet behind the visible, these visible circumstances of life, there is an unseen spiritual reality that is taking place simultaneously, that is taking place at the same time. But our eyes are not able to see. Paul says, for we do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. He said, these are the things that we are fighting against, things that we cannot see. Notice the language Paul is using in the text. He talks about rulers. He talks about authorities. He talks about cosmic powers. He talks about spiritual forces. All of these are reality he's talking about. Paul is revealing something that many Christians really rarely consider in their Christian walk. Most of us don't consider these realities that I'm about to talk about. The spiritual realm is not chaotic or empty. There is an organization that is happening there. There is an organized authority and opposition and conflict in the unseen realm that we don't know about. But they are structured, and the plan is to come and cause havoc on the earth, to come and cause destruction on the earth. And this is the reason why you read in the Bible where Jesus tells us in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what they're organized to do.